any one thing that brought you most satisfaction when you look back in your life?
Yes. I have more friends than enemies.
I'm okay, quite...
All right, I'll do something else. I'll do you another one. I had more successes than failures. It's been a life filled with very friendly, loving people, many of whom acted out of character when they did things. But the university has profited from my friends. People like Heather are warned before they begin to help me. He'll work you to death because he never knows when to quit. And they come on anyhow, and they do great things for the university. And I'm proud of them, and like Edward. He came on staff to help out. And boy, we have the flossiest graduation ceremony in the United States with Edward announcing the names of the people as they cross the stage, which is not part of his job. I mean, they're hiring him to be an associate professor of speech, and he's a good one. And at a time of the theater, which is recorded in a great book called Threads by a man named Dr. Beaumont Brustel, back in those good old days of the theater, Edward acted in it and starred in it and did wonderful things. And if you ever need, and he still can do it, you made me do this fight song. See if you can get Edward to do the Tiber rag. Not tiger, but Tiber. He is Julius Caesar. He is dressed as Julius Caesar. He's in a musical comedy about Julius Caesar, and he does a number that stopped the show every time. He was magnificent. You won't be able to see him dance. You won't be able to see his knees coming out from under that toga, but maybe you can hear a few lines of him singing the Tiber rag.
What, do you mean right now?
Yes. Right now. When did I do my thing? When he...
Lower your nose, it's badly angled. Do not scorn what seems old-fangled. I know a dance, or did a dance, that had no peer or something. Now I've got the rhyme long. Anyway, it's leading up to a takeoff on the tiger rag that was very popular back in the 20s. And it goes, hold that Tiber, hold that Tiber, hold that Tiber. That's the original melody. The Brustel Swire melody is similar. Hold that Tiber, hold that Tiber.
It's all right, you're
water's
fine.
Water's wetter, dancing's better.
That was cruel, I'm sorry.
Yes, I need to see those words again. They were very clever, much more clever than I am right now. But then I would kick up my leg as high as it would go, only one of them, and go into the takeoff on the tiger rag. And Cleopatra would join me, and then all of my soldiers, my bodyguards, would come into it. And then Torchy Weber, who sang the part and was Cleopatra, was so gorgeous. And the men who surrounded her were so handsome that I doubt that anybody noticed I was on stage after that. But it was a wild dance that we all participated in, and we got an standing ovation every night, or an encore. Why am I telling all that?
Well, I told a lot of stuff I told. I hope you appreciate, and I hope that whoever listens to this other than you appreciates that one of the really beautiful, masculine voices that has charmed people for a great many years is being recorded, at least in his 80th year, which is a very unfair thing to do. And I, who had a distinctive voice, never in Edward's class, never tried to be in Edward's class. My machinery was not of that sort. My machinery was of a style so that I was recognizable. All I needed to do was to talk and somebody say, oh, you're Ben Hennecke. I listened to, and there you are. And it's a sin to take me when I'm 95 and feeling every minute of it today.
But we are so fortunate that at 95 you're able to share all of this with
but
us.
But I don't know that I've told enough of the story of the university.